Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is a thirsty Thursday, so send us your toasts on Twitter at DA on CBS. Well, our next guest has been part of this fun week of WrestleMania promotion, including stopping on by Wheel of Fortune. He's one of the most popular superstars in WWE, still rehabbing from his neck injury. Joining us this morning here on the show is Big E. Big E, good morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
My pleasure. Yeah, good morning. My pleasure. So how was Wheel of Fortune? Did you have fun?
I had a blast. I can't stop saying this, but I grew up watching Wheel legitimately every single day, dinner time, my entire childhood. It was a dream, honestly. Like, when it's legitimately one of the best days of my life. Just had so much fun. Kofi and Woods were there. But just being there, you know, WWE, we're all, just a bunch of kids and a very tight locker room. So, you know, you're just there with some of your best friends, and we had a ball. So, super excited. Me and my partner, Ben, was incredible. Met his wife as well. Winning was awesome. So we'll be back for the Friday episode, too.
Now, do you practice? Can you do anything to prepare? Like, if you go into Jeopardy, you're supposed to quiz yourself and, you know, read up on everything. But going into Wheel of Fortune, can you do that?
Yeah, so they have a Wheel of Fortune app that you can just download for your phone. And as soon as I found out about this, I was playing. I had about a week or two, and I just played nonstop. I probably was putting in about 4 hours a day playing this because I really wanted to get back in that mindset. Because when I was a kid, the fun for us was also playing, being at home and trying to guess the letters before the contestants on TV. So that's what I want to do, is get in that mindset of solving puzzles again. So yeah, I played the app a ton to get ready.
Okay. All right. And then did you have to strategically spin the wheel with a certain strength? I mean, you're a big guy. I'm sure if you wanted to, you could spin it like three times around. How much oomph did you put in the spin?
I guess it was all, I just didn't know because, you know, sometimes you wonder if you put too much oomph into it that you end up being bankrupt. So, you know, it was just kind of hoping and praying, giving it your best spin. So that was just me just guessing. But honestly, the wheel is a lot heavier than I would have imagined. Even for me, I thought, like, you know, I was impressed with the weight of this wheel.
Yeah, okay. Big E joins us from WWE. Unfortunately, we won't see it for WrestleMania inside the ring because you're still rehabbing from your neck injury. A little over a year ago, it was a moment where you fell on your head backwards as Ridge Holland threw you backwards, and you were really hurt in that moment. When you go down on the floor, you know, that's got to be unlike any other crash or fall you've taken in wrestling. So what was that moment like? Was it scary?
Yeah, honestly, it was one of those moments where I knew something went wrong, but honestly, I didn't think it was that bad. I was really fortunate. I'm one of those things, you know, I always think about how blessed I am in that I knew as soon as it happened, I didn't lose consciousness. I didn't have any issues with shooting pain, no nerve pain. I made sure to move my limbs, my fingertips, there's no numbness. All the movement was there. So as soon as that happened, you know, those first few seconds of realizing, okay, I'm still here. I have all my movement. My strength feels good. I wasn't really too concerned. If anything, I thought, you know, maybe it's a contusion or a strain. I truly didn't think that I broke my neck in that moment, but it just felt like, all right, something will happen. Let me just stay here. And I have to give a lot of credit to the EMTs, to the medical team, everyone there at Birmingham. In my mind, I was like, all right, I'll just sit here for a few seconds and I'll eventually get up. But they were there so quickly and made sure I didn't move. They put me in the cervical collar. They made sure to make all the precautions that in that moment I would not have. So shout out to everyone who took such great care of me.
Oh, so that's interesting. So they knew right away when you landed, it was not the right fall. It was not the right land. That's when they swooped in. You didn't even have to tell them that you were hurt.
No, yeah, they were there before I could even, you know, open my mouth to say anything. So, yeah, they did such a great job of having their eyes on it And that's what they do. And our medical team truly has always done a great job. As far as I'm concerned, everything that I've seen, they've done a great job making sure that they have their eyes on what's going on in the match so that they're there even before talent sometimes realize that they're hurt.
You know, it's scary to see in a neck brace. You're one of the most popular wrestlers, obviously, of WWE. And so there was a lot of outpouring of emotion, people so upset that you were really injured. But there is a real threat, a risk of injury with what you guys do. Yes, it's a television show, but at the same time, it's athleticism. So that really pounds home the idea that what you guys are doing is a risk every time that you put the tights on, you go in the ring, right?
Yeah, very much so. You know, obviously people know that what we do is entertainment, but there is a very real risk of injury. And look, I'm someone who I have no regrets. I love what I do. And, you know, unfortunately things didn't go the way that they should have on that night. But man, you know, what we do does come with those very real risks. So we do our best to train. We do our best to make sure we're in the best shape possible so that we go home every night to our families. So we do our best, but sometimes things go awry. And more than anything, you know, I know a lot of people who have been are fans of me. They want to lash out and they want to blame Ridge or whatever. And I just want to make sure, you know, that I never held any animosity towards Ridge. I don't want fans to either. You know, injuries happen. Unfortunately, things didn't go the way they should have. But it's not about holding grudges. It's not about assigning blame. Thankfully, I'm good. I can walk around. I'm here on Earth. I got another day that I've been blessed to wake up and see. And that's what I really focus on is all the good that I have in my life right now.
Well, yeah, so many fans. How's rehab going, and when do you hope to get back in action?
Rehab's going great. I've been working with a facility close to my home. But right now, really, because we're just waiting on the bone to fully heal. Right now, it's been healing fibrously, so it's intact. They're not worried about it. I'm able to walk around without a brace, no problem. But they just want to make sure to get back in the ring that it's ossified. It's fully turned into bone so that my neck is really rock solid, because we're talking about my C1, which was actually broken in two different places, what they call a Jefferson fracture. So with that kind of fracture, it just takes a little bit more time sometimes to fully heal and turn into bone. So, you know, with WrestleMania and everything, we weren't able to get the scans right at the one-year mark, but we already have plans in a week when I get home after WrestleMania. We'll get the scans, we'll talk to the doctors, and then we'll make a decision from there.
That's great news. Coming up this weekend is WrestleMania 39. And in co-working with Snickers, you're kind of all over the place. And we talked to you before about this. How much fun has it been to partner with Snickers this week?
No, working with Snickers has absolutely been a blast. You know, we shot a commercial that I think people really enjoyed. I got a lot of positive feedback on that commercial. But Snickers has been great. This is the 8th year that Snickers has been a presenting partner for WrestleMania, the 2nd year that Snickers has co-partnered with WWE 2K. And you know, when you're watching WrestleMania, what better thing to grab when you're feeling out of sorts than a Snickers? You know, Snickers is just that partner that has, you know, really, when I think of WrestleMania and presenting partners, Snickers has been the mainstay. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I love working with the brand, and, yeah, we're excited once again for Snickers to partner with WrestleMania.
One of our most loyal listeners, he's a notable character here on the show, Rob of the 321, sent us a video that you made for him. I want to play this video and ask you, did you actually do it out of just charity because you felt so bad for Rob? Let's play this.
Hello, Rob Heisey. It is I, Big E, and I heard your message of warm my heart. New day does indeed rock. And I want to say thank you, Rob. From deep down under my chest meat where my heart is, thank you, Rob Heisey. Thank you.
Now, that sounded very genuine, but it definitely was just acting, right? I mean, you don't really like Rob in the 3-2-1, do you?
No, Rob is a man. How dare you disparage Rob? How dare you?
Big E, WWE superstar, joining us ahead of WrestleMania 39, coming your way Saturday and Sunday. Big E, appreciate it, man. Thanks so much. Good luck with the rehab. Can't wait to see you back out there.
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Big E joining us this morning here on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.